Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Days. During the month of October, Creepy Kingdom will have a series of bonus episodes getting us ready for Halloween. In this episode, Michelle, Dutch, and Daniel from the Earvengers podcast guest host to share what they find creepy in Disneyland and Walt Disney World. This episode is being released on October 17, 2016. We will have one or two more Creepy Days episodes coming at you this week. But right now, here are the Earvengers.
Hey, Creepy Kingdom people! It's Michelle from the Disney Dream Girls, but today I am wearing my Earvengers hat because I have with me the wonderful Dutch Lombowski from Mighty Men of Mouse. Hi, Dutch.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you. I also have the wonderful Daniel Hill from the DisGeek podcast.
Hello.
Now, we normally spend our Sundays chatting together to record the Avengers, so I've gathered you round as a group to talk with me creepier things at Disney to help James out on his Creepy Days project. Going to throw this one out to Dutch first. What do you find creepy at Disney?
All right, so what I find really creepy, Michelle, is the other guests and the other people. Something I've noticed, a little game I like to play now that I have daughters of my own, is that I don't check out the young females like I used to. What I do is, if I see an attractive female, what I do is I look around and play a game of just watching other people and how long they stare and how like terrible and like bad some guests are. Like there was one, my wife plays a game too sometimes, is that there was one guy who I actually saw. He was on the escalator. And he turned all the way around to watch a young female going up the escalator. It's just terrible. Like, and you know, women are beautiful. I love women, but don't be a creep about it, people. Like, be nice. And you know, we're on vacation in a family place. You know, time and place for everything. And maybe never and definitely not there. It would be the time and place for this stuff. But I think the other guests are can be kind of creepy in Central Florida.
Ooh, I know what you mean. I have seen some people sort of like be very inappropriate and starey, and it's freaky. What about you, Daniel?
Well, Dutch stole my answer, so now I got to come up with something really quick. But I would say, man, Disneyland itself is creepy when you come and think about it, especially when you compare it to Walt Disney World. Oh, my God, Disneyland is so small that it's creepy. I mean, you are so close and you're walking around like these bottlenecks and you're just so close to people and they're touching you and you feel their sweat and it's funky and you're just like moving like a pack of sardines through Main Street, just trying to go home after a long and busy day. That's creepy, man. That's one of the things I find creepy at Disneyland. It's so small and tight compared to Walt Disney World. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Disney World. I mean, Disneyland. Oh, my God. I just like one of those. What are those called? Like when you the slip of the tongue thing? It happened. No, Disneyland is my home. It will always be my home. I love Disney World. Don't get me wrong. But like Disneyland is like my jam. All right. But I do admit that at times it can be a bit creepy. You know, we have actors here in Southern California, too. So sometimes some of the cast members get a little bit too into their role and they can be somewhat creepy sometimes, especially, you know, cast members that work Haunted Mansion. Some of them try to get a little bit too into it, or cast members that work at the you know, the former Hollywood Tower of Terror. Talking about creepy, that's creepy. Guardians of the Galaxy, that is creepy.
Nothing worse than tries too hard guy, right? Tries too hard guy is the worst. It's like I get it. You're trying really, like, you're giving it your all, Skipper. But let's maybe, you're at 11. I need it like a 7.5.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's sort of the things that I find creepy over at Disneyland. It's just being like so close to people that it's disturbing. And some of the cast members tend to go a little bit overboard.
I suppose they're just being a bit over enthusiastic. But I know what you mean on those. Sometimes you get cast members and it's like, oh, have you just had some bad news? Because they're like very dour.
It's like you're not going to earn your SAG card, guy. So move on.
I I'm right in thinking we've all both been to both Disneyland and Disney World. Between the two parks, is there one park that's one park's attraction that's particularly more creepier than another? Say, for example, for me, I'd definitely say, because we've got in Disneyland, Pinocchio. I think that is a very, very, very scary attraction.
What is going on? It's just like, next thing you know, you're in jail, you're being whipped. They're like, mommy, it's kind of scary at the end there. That we also have Snow White, don't we? I guess Walt Disney World used to have the dark ride Snow White, right? And they gutted it.
Yeah, it went bye-byes.
I would think that's all. What's creepy is the haunted mansion at the Magic Kingdom. That's like really weird. I mean, the things are all in the wrong places. It's not right. The ending is like digital projections or something. That's creepy, man.
Did you know, I don't know if you know this one, and I don't know if it's out there, you know the little statue busts as you're going through the queue at Walt Disney World, and there's the little rhymes that go with them. Did you know they play out a little murder mystery between them, and you've got to fathom out which statue killed the other ones?
Oh, no, I didn't. That's awesome.
Did you know that, Dutch?
I did not know. I've never, ever heard that.
You see, I took that backstage tour, and it goes in depth at the Haunted Mansion, and you get to find out all the creepy secrets about the mansion, and I'll have to link to it and do something further with James about it to talk about it. And then they take you backstage, and you go under the part where the Doom Buggies go above you in the ballroom scene, so you're at the same level as all the animatronics, and it is so weird. I was so tempted to put my toe over the yellow tape because people would have seen it upstairs.
Now that would have been awesome.
That would have been so creepy. I'd have
just
loved to have done that.
You know what? I know I'm on the tour. I know I'm supposed to behave right now, but let's just jump out.
Yeah.
Freak people out.
What's the worst they could have done? Throw me off the tour.
Exactly. Throw you out of the park.
Yeah, I should have done it on the last day. It would have been worth it to be banned for that last day, because I've always got Disneyland.
Get your money's worth, Michelle. Get your money's worth. I'll make it official.
I'll have to try it next time I go.
Just jump out. Who cares?
Are there any other parts of the park that you think do lend itself to the more creepy? I'm thinking elements of attractions such as the final lift hill as you're going up prior to the final death drop in Splash Mountain. Mr. Boat Ride Dutch.
That one definitely scares my daughter. The Expedition Everest is also very, very terrifying and creepy if you're a 6-year-old girl who didn't know what she signed up for. So those are definitely they're ones that make you pay if you're scared at all, if you're a freaky cat at all.
I must admit, going on Expedition Everest this year for the first time ever at 10 o'clock at night, what a different experience that is in comparison to daytime. It is so much more scary.
That was my first experience ever on that ride. Is the nighttime, right as the park is closing. It's that ride is awesome. But I can give you one more at Disneyland that's like a legit answer, all right? And that is Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy. That is like legitimately like kind of a creepy ride. It's like it's, and it's very well done. In fact, my daughter, who's 12, she's scared of it. Like, she doesn't like the Ghost Galaxy version of the ride because she actually thinks it's pretty darn scary.
I agree. I'm very lucky that this, over the last sort of 18 months, I was able to see the Star Wars version and Ghost Galaxy, and it was like, oh my word. And the first go I had on Ghost Galaxy version, it broke down, so we had the lights come on and we had to be pushed off the ride. And having that experience, it really gave a different impression of the attraction. It's amazing.
I've seen that on YouTube. It's actually quite fascinating to see how Space Mountain looks during the day. It's like a full on, like a real roller coaster, and the way they just let gravity take care of it, you know, and instead of just taking you off the car right there and escorting you down a bunch of staircases or something, they push you and then just let you finish the ride in the day, you know, with the lights on, and then you get off at the end.
Absolutely. Well, I think that just about wraps up the E-Avengers contribution towards Creepy Kingdom. So if you'd like to listen to any of our podcasts, Dutch, where can they find the Mighty Men?
We release every Thursday, and you can find us at mightymenofmouse.com.
What about DizGeeks, Daniel?
Well, we are the Diz Geek Podcast. We're all about the Disneyland Resort in Southern California, and we are at www.dizgeek.com, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you can find a podcast.
Awesome. I'm Michelle Young from the Disney Dream Girls. You can find us anywhere and everywhere by searching for Disney Dream Girls or Twitter at Diz Dream Girls. Collectively, we ensemble every Monday to form the Evengers, along with Sam and Ashley from WDW Happy Place Podcast. We talk about all things Disney. So until the next time we come back and join you on Creepy Kingdom, it's goodbye from us.